Heureusement.
Hello.
Looks like Darcy will be with us in about 10 minutes, so she's running a little bit late. I usually give people about 5 minutes to join.
Has everyone recovered from the winter storm in the US?
Depends which part of the US you're in. I think. I'm up in New York, so for us, like Buffalo, which is actually gets it really bad because they get a lot of they can get lake effect snow. For them to see several feet of snow is not uncommon. Where I am, I'm more central New York, so we got I think like a foot and a half, which is kind of a lot, but not anything that our road crews and I usually can't handle. We had a few counties on Sunday declare a state of an emergency, but a lot of times, like at least around here, when they declare state of emergencies, it's not because of it's more for that people stay off the roads so that they have time to clear them. Because if there's so many people on the road, it's harder for the plows and that to clear it, especially with large amounts of snow. But that was about it. I mean, schools were closed on Monday just because the snow was going up until half day. The ones that I think people really had harder issues is as you go down south into the more southern states that don't normally get snow. And it's an oddity for them to even have to handle it.
I
I think I had exploding trees in the back.
just read that there were about 1 million people without currency. I mean, without current,
Oh, without power?
without power, electricity.
Yeah, I forget which states it was. As you move down south in the United States, like more towards Georgia, Florida, that area, instead of getting snow, people were getting ice storms. So the ice storms will just weigh on the power lines and rip them off. There's what was a few videos going on. So depending on how our power grid is, if in some places if one or two lines go down, it could take out almost an entire town. So those numbers can rack up fairly quickly. And like the stuff that we got where I am, it was really light, fluffy, like it was good snow, but. Even though I hate snow. Anyone here from more of the southern part of the United States? Yes. Tara's a little south.
Don't know if DC counts. I think we're like right on the edge, right? Like,
You're so more southern than I am.
yeah, but I wouldn't say that DC is southern. Maybe it is. We're mid-Atlantic for the purposes of conferences.
As I say, I think from what Anne said too this morning is she's in Texas and they did have some ice storms there too, but they didn't have the massive power outages like they did last time. So that was at least good. That's also another weird thing is like Texas is the only state that has their own power grid. All the other states, their power grids are tied together. So for instance, if let's say New York was to lose power at one of its main plants, we would receive power from like Pennsylvania. Actually, we receive power from Ontario as well. And other states around us where Texas is completely isolated. So if their power generation systems go offline, the entire state could lose power, which is what happened a few years ago. So they're a little unique in that respect.
Okay, but on the other hand, if one state goes down, the other states could be affected as well, no? At least this is the case in Europe, or it's always the Yeah, it's it.
It can, like, yeah, if you have a large power generation facility that goes down, it can affect some other states. You can get things like rolling brownouts, but I don't think we've really seen any of those for a while. I know there was some during the summer one year. We're at 5 past, so I'm gonna go ahead and say let's get started. As far as pre things for, or I should say, things we have to go over before the meeting starts, so it isn't too much. There's only about 5 minutes of housekeeping. So the first one is just kind of as a reminder, and I can drop in our Slack, our chat here quick. If you have any ideas or topics that you'd like to add to the 2026 calendar, our topic bank, I should say, please feel free to do so. Also, this didn't make the end of the call. What is that? Cool.
Sorry, it's that post on Slack that we intended to talk about, and I just didn't make it on the agenda. Sorry.
That's no problem. No problem. Wait, which one is that? Is that, wait. Because that's just jumping me to someone needs access to Confluence. For some reason.
Sorry, it's this. Sorry if I put the wrong link.
Thank you. Okay, yes, thank you. Thank you. No problem. No problem. I do it all the time. So yes, so if you have any ideas for 2026 or anything you would like to discuss, please feel free to add to the bank. Please review the link that Tara posted in the channel as well. The other one too is we wanted to start up a sub-survey. So we would like to, again, we have another call for volunteers. Anyone who would like to volunteer to do that, it'd be every other Thursday opposite this meeting. Usually we hold those meetings in the afternoon, but we can be flexible on the time if need be. Please contact Tara, myself, or Darcy if you're interested in helping out with the survey. It would be greatly appreciated. I will help both the implementers as well as PC and the larger committees as well. Also, a reminder that we're looking for co-conveners. Currently, there's three of us, but Tara's getting swamped, so we'd like to give it a chance to grow off if possible.
Stop
But
blaming me.
I'm not blaming you. I mean, honestly, I'm swamped too. So, but so there's possibly two of us I'd like to grow off as co-conveners. But if you are interested, again, please contact either myself, Tara, or Darcy. I will freely admit is actually probably one of the e this is probably one of the easiest groups to co-convene. It's we meet every other week to do all the planning and set up. So the time commitment isn't actually massive, but and if you would like to kind of get your toes wet in co-convening, you're not by yourself, you have support. So it's a great way to get started on that. Since we have Charlotte here. Did you want to do a PC update quick? Sorry, I'm moving around on the agenda a little bit.
Yeah, I can do it very quick. Last week we didn't have a PC meeting because it was dedicated to a tri-council meeting. The tri-council meeting, so that's PC, TC, and CC, all the different councils did an update on what had happened since WolfCon. And I will, in our meeting notes for today here in the implementer SIG, add a link into the meeting notes. And this week there will be no PC meeting because we are doing the Folio calendar calming week. But next week again, we are back to normal.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So unless if there's no question, any questions or comments, I will pass things over to Martin. Anyone have any questions, comments, or anything else you'd like to bring up quick before we jump over to our main topic for today? In that case, All right, the floor is yours.
Thanks, Thomas. So I'm going to talk about a topic today that we discussed recently in PC, but I think I also came about this topic before in some discussions in other groups. I don't know. I don't remember exactly. And then it's about having a better understanding of what is developed or is used within the context of Folio. We had as I said before, we had in the PC we had this discussion lately about making tools and integrations, that's how we named it, more that are provided by different members of the community, to make that more visible to the whole community and maybe also more reusable. So can you see my slides? I hope so. Okay. So the background is that I think we all know that many libraries or vendors do develop their own tools, have their own tooling that supports their daily work with Folio or some maybe special functionality that is supported by some tooling. And also, a lot of libraries and vendors integrate third-party software within Folio. That is, for example, typical case would be discovery.
I'm listening to a meeting, but okay. Would you like to see some really stupid rage bait?
Or other kind of software that is integrated with Folio. And the main idea is that a lot of these homegrown toolings or integrations would be useful to other libraries as well. And it should be there should be a higher or better visibility of such developments so that we have so that everyone in the community can reuse or profit from these toolings. And at the moment we do not have some consistent way of recording or providing information on this kind of features for Folio. And the idea was to have that represented in a more concise and more visible way so that everyone can just that everyone who has some interest in some kind of functionality can have a look and search if some other libraries, some other vendors already have tackled that problem, have already done some kind of integration or some have done some kind of development in that direction. So in the PC, the idea is that we have in the PC we agreed that the idea would be that we create and create a list or a directory, a repository, whatever you want to call it, of available tools and integrations or that were already done or implemented by the community. And so that we have an easy way to access that information. And it should also be easy to report if someone has done something, has achieved something, then it should be easy to report that so that this is it's not too complicated to manage that list. And we also then think it should be it must be made, as I said before, visible on a on prominent places, and it must be propagated so that Everyone can has knowledge of that list and can easily search in it. And so the question was also not only how to create it and make it visible, but also what kind of information should be included in that list so that it is useful for everyone. In the PC, we started with two kinds of or two data sources. First of all, I some time ago I created a list of tools that I found, for example, in during Wolfcon sessions and maybe searching the wiki that I found interesting, and then I compiled a small list of such tools. And also in the PC meeting, Alexis hinted to the RLEF integrations matrix that is a Google sheet of integrations into Folio with third-party software. So this was my or this is a rather newer version of my original list. So I began collecting information about what kind of tools do I find useful, at a short description of, that was also only for me intended previously, so that I could think of what or that I could understand what it's about. I tried to get some keywording and also record the sources. That is, if I did find it, some kind of repository, GitHub or what else, and documentation. And if I could find the persons that I could contact if I wanted some more information. Yeah, and what is also I found also very important is if it's still in use, or if I can determine if it's still in use, if it's up to date, if the software is compatible with the latest Folio releases. So that was the list that I compiled. And on the other hand, we had this RLEF integrations matrix. This is work that was done, as far as I know, done by Tom Kramer, first in 2022, and was later updated last year by Todd Olson. And it lists some third-party software, and also which kind of libraries do have or do want to have integrations with that software. And I think both of these lists or data sources are very useful, but they record different kinds of information. So for the things I was interested in mainly were like tools, small pieces of software that were developed by some actors that can be used directly with Folio, whereas this matrix is mainly interested in, as I would say, standalone third-party software that is somehow, made or integrated with Folio, that is, they are somehow being connected. In the PC, we agreed that we would like to record both kinds of information, that is, tools and integration. That's why we are calling it like that, and have a big list of all these integrations and tools together. And that's where we started from in the PC. We We made up a small group consisting of Charlotte, Lisa, and myself. And we are trying to combine the at the moment the information found in both sources and also find more sources of information on tools and integrations. And we are trying to to combine both in a database in the wiki, so that we have one single source of truth on that information. And we made up a small space on or subspace in the product council space. And we created a Confluence database. And as we wanted to try out if this is, if this would be a good choice as a tool for recording that information using such a Confluence database. That is, we have this kind of, it's called database. It's basically one table where we can enter all the information that we want to record. Basically, at the moment, we are trying to have these. I'm sorry, the Zoom controls are always in the way. We are recording the name or of the tool or integration that is or integrated software. Then, of course, if it's a tool or if it's an integration of third-party software, then we are trying to categorize it into the functional categories. Like finance reporting, printing, circulation, and so on. We try to make up a short description of the piece of software. If we find it, get some information about li the licensing, also the kind of implementation. If there is some kind of implementation, for example, if it's folio in the form of folio modules or an entire folio application, or if it's just some shell scripts or a standalone application, whatever. And also the sources or documentation, we're trying to collect links and the repositories. And then if we find this information, who made the tool or who is res maybe responsible for the this integration, and also if we can find information who is already using that piece of software so that interested people can maybe contact these persons or libraries to get more information. And then also if this is still maintained and if we know it, then maybe let's see. I have it somewhere. You can also report if this is just compatible with some certain releases like Cresnelia or Sunflower or whatever. And last but not least, we enter the information who reported it and when. That's what we are doing at the moment. Oh, I'm sorry. Lisa, Charlotte, and I are filling this table with all the tools and integrations that we get to know of. Some are still in, how to say, still need to be filled out with the information. And yeah, we are trying to get do our best in finding all these pieces in down in the documentation, either from the wiki or from other sources as we get to know. That's where we are at the moment. What we would like to hear maybe from your group is to get all kinds of feedback, but especially maybe if these are these two types of implementations and toolings that we are focusing at the moment, if there are maybe other kinds of things that we should also record, and maybe also get some feedback if this kind of information that I showed now is would be useful for you to search in it, and also if you know some tools or integrations and have some information about it, then we would be glad if you can share this information. We are also thinking about how to best get people to self report tools or report tools that they get to know of, and how to make it easy for them to report it. Yeah, then I think something that is quite difficult but very important is that to keep the list up to date. So we still are thinking about how to do that, if this should be done solely by maybe a product council, by one single person that is has some kind of mandate to do that, or if this should be some other kind of group. And yeah, we are also looking for maybe other volunteers that are willing to help to fill in all this information that we find at the moment, to help kickstart the full list, so that we get first presented. And yeah, we are also happy to hear about ideas how to present the list, how to get it published, where should we where should the list be reside? Should it be somewhere within product council? Is that was would that be the most useful location, or do you think it that maybe other groups, other locations would be more suitable? Yeah, so this was my long presentation. If you have any questions or if you have any ideas, any feedback, so I'm glad to hear about that.
Darcy.
Yeah, and I came late, so I apologize if I missed anything important. But just looking at your slide here, how to go forward and where to put the list. I product council maybe is fine, but this group might be fine as well on our SIG page, although I'm not sure as if it's as visible if people would come here to look at it. But they'd be able to find it, with a search. So if that seems correct to you, then I'm sure we're happy to do that. I'm just speaking for myself, I guess. I don't know if anyone else has an opinion about that. I'd be happy. I know Stanford does a bunch of stuff. It looks like the list is not really for third party integrations. It's for, like you said, tools on the side or things we've made to work with Folio. For our own, whatever small purposes, right?
So we have in this list here in the database, we have tools as well as integrations listed. For
Okay.
example, so for example, SAP or SFX, Shell, VDE, these are all, or WooFind, these are all third party, I would say, standalone systems that are integrated into Folio, or Folio is integrated into them, depends how you want to see it. And so you have just a this is with integration, I think it's like having two separate systems that can live for themselves, and you just make them speak to each other. Whereas the tools, I would say, they are just like little helpers that are specially designed to for working with folio. That was the
Okay.
kind of differentiation, maybe. But of course, it's yeah, there's no hard border. It's fuzzy.
Martin, maybe if you click on the link third-party integrations with Folio, because that's a page where Lisa and I we started to gather all the information. So the Aleph spreadsheet lists only the name and all the libraries using it, but we, in order to align the two tables, we also now have entered description, keywords, code repo, etc., etc. So we are aligned. But it would be good to get your feedback on if it makes sense to have both, you know, all the scripts and helper scripts and you know, different modules developed, but they are not, you can say, Folio adopted modules yet, but they are used by Folio libraries mixed with the third-party integrations, or it should be two different things. It depends on the, how can we best use it and how can we best get it updated. And if I maybe can mention that one of the purposes with this is also to give new libraries, you know, this that they can see. Okay, if I choose Folio, then I have this, and we have all these extra apps, and then I can see, okay, it has already been implemented by Stanford. It has already been implemented by other libraries, and then they feel confident in their choice of Folio that they simply can see this is not it's done by others, Folio new Folio friends.
Yeah, I think that would be very helpful if you're looking. I mean, I think keeping them together or apart makes sense. Either one makes sense. I mean, if you're somebody thinking about Folio and you see the different headings, then you might go directly there. But and it might get in console. It's just like one. It's a table that's there, and you have to scroll through it. You can't really reorder it or sort it. So that might be an argument for keeping them separate so that they're smaller, but it doesn't really matter. I bet.
Yeah, so this was one how to call it incentive to try out these Confluence databases because you can
You cancel.
enter all the information in one big table, but you can also have filters and different kinds of views. For example, I put up a view that filters all entries that are tools and that are still active. That is, if they have a recent, if they have these tag actively maintained, so that you can have only a list of, I mean, that you scroll through a list of all the tools that are we know that they are still usable with the current Folio releases. For example, and you could have a few a separate view only with things that are integrations with, for example, discovery services. That's so it's not a static list, this one, but I mean, it's limited. You can't do everything that you can do maybe with a professional database.
No, but that's cooler than I thought. That's awesome. Yeah,
Yeah.
one place is good, I'd say.
And I mean, the one other advantage is you just can export the data as CSV files that you can load into Excel and then have some further evaluations if you want. So I haven't mentioned that, but I think this data would also be maybe interesting for doing some metrics on the Folio community. So, for example, the PC is are having a community metrics spreadsheet or trying to get some community metrics, and I think this kind of data could help to measure some kind of community activity.
Charlotte, and then there's a few comments in chat I'd like to have.
So right now, the starting point for doing the documentation of the third-party integration was this Aleph document, but it would be, great to have that broadened out. So we get updates not just from the very big libraries, but folio libraries in general. And I'd say also from the vendors, because index data, we of course know what third-party integration have we helped our customers with, and EBSCO the same. So there will definitely be some more work to do. But I think it's really good to get your feedback on now that we are recording all the relevant information, so we don't, make this three times as big, and then we are learning that it's not the relevant info we are capturing, but we should also do this and that and something. So this is kind of us coming back and, get feedback so we are doing the right thing from the beginning.
Great. One of the comments is possibly reaching out to LC for some of the tools that were presented at WolfCon and getting those added on this list. There does seem to be a lot of people that do like the all-in-one list, I think, especially since you showed the filtering and view options, particularly that it would make it easier for them to navigate and find what is out there. And some of the other comments is possibly adding contact information. I was thinking something along the same lines as adding another column of contact information, possibly if there's a GitHub repo linking to that, or if there's a detail page. Oh, yeah, you already have it. Never mind. It's just not on my screen. Okay, it's in there. This is why you need to scroll right and left. But yeah.
I'm sorry, my screen is not that wide.
Oh, no problem. Yes, Charlotte.
Martin also mentioned how can we most efficiently get updates from, all libraries. Should we create a kind of a Google form so you quickly can enter things, or how would be a nice way, what would be appealing way to contribute with updates, and where it's nice and easy, and you don't need to worry about am I adding a row correct into the database, or need to put in a ton of Slack messages in order to get things updated. What would you suggest?
Yeah, I know one thing that we get as an institution is we get a yearly survey. I believe it's from OCLC of what integrations we're using, how big our data set is, that sort of thing. We get every single year, we get to fill it out. As much as I'd love to say to have it kind of happen organically where people just add things, remove things here, I think if people are going to forget that it's there. So perhaps doing a biannually or yearly survey that goes out asking people if they have any integrations or any external apps or scripts that they're running that are publicly available, and collecting the information to add on here, but also asking if we have people's contact information, asking them, is this still being maintained? Are you still using this? Might be a good idea as well. Where that survey lives and who gets to take care of all that, I know is also would be a large question.
So this is
Busy. Sorry, go ahead, Mark.
this would be two tasks. One is reaching out to the whole community to get updates on what tools are new or are still not reported. And on the other side, or getting feedback from the contact persons that or organizations, if their tools are still up to date or if there have been any changes. So it's two separate tasks.
Correct. And I think
Yeah.
for one, the first one, we would probably have to even go outside of the general Folio channels that we have, which is Slack and which is basically Slack, and possibly asking the hosting providers to contact some of the people that they host directly as well. I'm sure there's a bunch of libraries that are out there that are doing smaller things. I know of two offline circ applications. Cornell has one. Unfortunately, that one is closed source. Fortunately, right now I cannot remember the other school that has one. That one, the code is available for other people, but I don't believe they're as active in the Folio community as everyone else is. So I would like to kind of get a hold of those people too, because that way also they know that yes, we're collecting this information. You can find things here, so you don't have to start it from scratch, but also kind of promote what they're doing as well.
Okay. So you mentioned well, Darcy mentioned before that maybe the PC would be the right place to host this database, this information, but maybe also this implementer SIG. If let's say if we decide on, or if we agree on that this should be hosted in implementer SIG, would implementer SIG also feel responsible for maintaining this list, or how would implement it, even if it's not, maybe if the list doesn't reside within the implementer space, would the implementer SIG feel also maybe co-responsible for maintaining that list? So I'm basically asking for help in curating that list.
I think if it's in our space, then we kind of have to. So, and like 2 years from now, no one will remember. So
Yeah,
we need
my
to like
well,
plan to maintain it.
I would so our plan or our hope would be that we find a way to not only to make up this list and have the state as it is right now, but to keep it updated, hopefully for some longer time. I mean, we have a lot of information within the wiki and other places that was collected some time ago, and now it is unclear whether it still is valid information. So I feel like really one main concern would be how to make sure that such a list would get updated regularly and doesn't get outdated.
I'm kind of on the fence of where it should live. I think PC implementers are both really good places for this to live, but honestly, I know there's also there's a discovery SIG. It almost feels like there is the API support channel in Slack. It almost feels like there should be another SIG or another group that their entire purpose or the reason why they meet is integrations, where people share their ideas, maybe get help working on integrations, and they act as a resource for it. Although I know everyone is swamped, so spinning up another SIG is probably not the best thing in the world.
But don't you
Yes,
think?
Charlotte.
Oh,
Oh,
sorry.
sorry. Go ahead.
So I'm with Tara on this, that if our target group are libraries who wants to get a better sense about, I want to, I am in the mid of deciding should I shift to Folio and then get this overview of all these other Folio libraries? They have already implemented this and that, da, da, da. And also it could help in their gap analysis when they if they see any gaps, and then they can go in and they can see, okay, there is these extra tools I could enhance my Folio implementation with. So for me, it feels very natural that it is, libraries are coming and they will feel their starting point would probably be the implementer SIG, because they are in the mid of taking that decision to implement Folio.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think it probably does belong in the implementer SIG. I think implementers and I guess also PC are probably the closest to having like a structure that could actually maintain this. But we haven't been super successful with that so far. So I'm just sort of like hoping that we can set some expectations. Like we'll try and maybe we'll get it right this time. What more can we do?
I mean, I'm certainly willing to try to keep it up to date, have an annual, reminder on Slack maybe, or on my calendar at home or whatever.
We actually have that document that says like this is what we're responsible for, and like I do look at it. So maybe if we put it on there, maybe it will get done, even if we have turnover in the programming board.
Mean, once the original surveys are the original doc, the original materials are you written to reach out to the people asking if their items are still up to date and are if they have anything new, they can be reused year after year. I mean, it's not something that has to be done by scratch. It's a matter of somebody taking in responsibility for making sure that they're sent out, that all the information is collected, poking people who aren't filling it out, that sort of thing. Any other questions or comments of where people feel that this should live? I mean, I agree. I think this makes sense. And oh, sorry, go ahead, Charlotte.
It could maybe also just be a joint effort where we where simply the some the PC together with the implementers help make these updates, because it has definitely not been Martin and Lisa's and my intent that to dump it on you and now go update it and spend a lot of but so yeah, we can also help,
Like that idea, because I think that like if we're both supposed to be thinking about it, then like the accountability to each other will make sure it actually gets done, unlike the other survey we've been trying to get done forever.
And I think this is also something that should even be easily accessible from the folio.org site, or linked to from the folio.org site. If this is something that is being updated and maintained on a regular basis, as you said, Charlotte, it's people doing gap analysis and they see that folio is missing something. And this shows, okay, well, no, there's actually open source work out there that people have done outside of folio that fills that gap. I think having this raised up to that level would also be helpful as well. Any other thoughts, comments? Anyone want to start a survey? Well, there loves Qualtrics or Google Forms.
Who has access to Qualtrics?
Cornell does.
Yeah.
We have a site license, so
So what's Qualtrics? I don't know.
The very common survey program in academic libraries that libraries use for really simple surveys, even though it's designed for like these massive like social projects, because they all just have access to it. So I don't know. We probably get away with a Google form, but let's use Qualtrics because it's there.
Qualtrics is there. Yeah, you can do a whole bunch of things. Yeah, Qualtrics is really cool. But yeah, you're right. Like I've actually done, sorry, I've actually done surveys where you, because you can inject JavaScript code that actually act as an online invoicing system. So people were able to go through and select different options for printing, and it actually calculated their total and popped it into a field later on in the form. So it's a really, really cool platform, but it's massive. It's absolutely massive. It's also hard to pass around too, so.
Okay, so would you volunteer to set up some kind of survey? Is it that fixed, or
Yeah, I think we agreed to take that on, Darcy and Tom. I'm pretty sure that's what we just said. So
yeah, can we roll it into the same survey meeting that we were talking about for volunteers? I want to do, should we do this as a separate?
think we can roll it into the same meeting, but I think that these have to be separate surveys.
I
Because
agree.
one, we're gonna, yeah. Okay.
So, when will you talk about that? Sorry.
Next
When we
Tuesday?
give out. Yes.
Okay,
Yeah.
so.
Well, we give. We also give volunteers too. Yeah.
I think there's four of us, right, that are going to work on that. And I think
Yeah,
next Tuesday
open
we
for
have a
two
meeting
more.
already.
Nice.
I'm not sure if
Nice.
that time works for our volunteer, which is Maura. I said I would do a doodle poll because we're still looking for two more volunteers, hopefully.
I bet our other survey, the work and the planning obviously is in progress, so it's coming up like now. But I think that was the question. When would we work on this? It's like, well, we'll work now, this month or in February.
It would be February 3rd, correct?
If that works for
Is
everyone.
the possibility of changing. So, if anyone, again, like from the beginning of the meeting, if anyone is interested in helping with this survey or the larger survey on application usage within Folio, now's a good time to volunteer.
I volunteered to help with this one, the integrations one. I am too new, I think, to help with the applications because I think I want to have more time under my belt to even know what to ask for that. But I would be very happy to help with this kind of a form. This is very standard for other gathering that I've done for a variety of projects. And I want to see this done well because we are dealing with this at Skelk right now, a lot of what can I integrate? How can I integrate? Why is it broken? Who can I talk to when this integration fails? So,
That's good. I will add you to the list. We have about 7 minutes left. Does anyone have any other questions, comments, or anything else for Martin or about the survey or any of the work that we will be doing? Any other general comments, questions that people would like to discuss before we end the meeting? We go back talking about snow again too, if you want to do that. Well, in that case, I would like to thank you, Martin, for coming in and presenting today. And
Thank you for all the
thank you.
comments.
And thank you, everyone, for coming in. You, as always, your input is very valued. I hope you all have a wonderful afternoon or morning, depending on your time zone. And we will see everybody in 2 weeks and a few people next week. So take care and have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care.